Well, good morning. I greet each one in Jesus' name. Good to see each one of you out here this morning. Although I'd rather be in your perspective than this one. I was telling the others this morning, I don't usually get nervous to get up in front of people, but I'm not sure what my problem is this morning. I'm nervous. So, invite your prayers on my behalf. I've titled this message, Just Give It Up. I'm going to try to, when I have a message, have a title. I don't know why. It seems like it helps me when I'm listening to a sermon just to kind of know what the thinking is. So, Just Give It Up. I had other titles that I thought about, and I discarded rather quickly. I thought about The End of Me, or what was the other one? Anyway, I figured the first message, I might not need to use a title like that. You might really have questions in your mind about me being up here. But the topic is going to be the topic of surrender. It's a word that Dale mentioned, something about a word for the year. And that's kind of been, I guess, the word for me for the last year and a half plus is surrender. And I'm going to share a little bit about the journey that God has taken me on, and also hopefully help us see how we can each give everything we have to God and totally surrender to Him. There's a quote that I came across in my studying by A.W. Tozer. He says, "The reason why many are still troubled, still seeking, still making little forward progress is because they haven't yet come to the end of themselves. We're still trying to give orders and interfering with God's work within us." You've probably all heard the quote, if Jesus is your co-pilot, you need to move. You need to change seats. And that's kind of the perspective I'm coming from. You can turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 12. We're going to start out there. There's a few other scriptures I have too. But like I said, this is something that's been in my mind for probably a year and a half plus, something God's been working on me for a good while. And it's something that I think a lot of believers really struggle with. It can hold you back from gaining victory in your Christian life. I think a lot of us like to think that we've given ourselves up to God, that we have totally surrendered. And yet, I think many times in reality, we're holding something back. And this is not to point fingers at anybody. I think it's just, as a broad statement, I think we all, to a certain extent, could say that we're probably holding something back from one time or another. And I just want this to be a challenge. Hopefully, we can look with honesty at our lives and see if there is something that we need to fully surrender to God. I have a couple questions that I thought of. What is surrender? And why is it so hard to fully surrender our lives to God? So I looked up the definition of surrender. It is defined as to yield to the power, control, or possession of another. It's not usually a word that we would think of in a positive light. If you think about it from a perspective in a battle, it doesn't refer to, you don't think of surrender as gaining victory. It's the exact opposite. It means that the side that surrenders is giving up all their rights to the opponent, to the conqueror. And when an opposing army surrenders, they lay down their arms and the winners take control of them. This is done only after they have exhausted every effort and fought long and hard to maintain control. It's their last-ditch effort. And this is when they reach this point, they've given up all hope of any victory. So when you look at that and you look at the word surrender from a believer's perspective, is it really something that we want to do, that we want to strive for, that we want to totally give up because we don't know any other way? Why do we wait till we get to that point to surrender? Till it's the last ditch effort? Till it's the only way we can see? Why don't we surrender sooner? It's just thoughts that were going through my head. But the surrender that God calls us to is not this same surrender I just talked about. It's not the end. It's not a punishment. It's not a bad thing. Surrendering to God is the beginning of a new way of life where we can trust God enough to place control, total control, of our lives in His hand, because we know that He loves us and He wants what is best for us. Thus, in turn, we place our lives in His hands. In Romans 12, verses 1 and 2, Paul urges us to offer our bodies as living sacrifices to God. I'm going to go ahead and read those two verses. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. So why does he say that we need to sacrifice ourselves, to give ourselves up? Because ultimately, don't we as Christians belong to Christ? Did he not pay a very high price to redeem us, to save us? Yes, we all believe that. As a Christian, that is that's the foundation, that we believe that Christ did that for us. We have faith in that. So, therefore, that is our reasonable service to Him because of His love for us, to lay down our lives to serve Him with all that we have. And the more that we do that, the more that we surrender to Him, the more room there is for the Holy Spirit to come in and fill us, to change us. And that's this transformation that Paul talks about, the renewing of our minds. And then we can do what God's will is, not what our will is. Because ultimately, that's what we want to do. But as we're filled with the Holy Spirit, that makes so that we replace our selfish nature with a nature that resembles Christ. We no longer follow our sinful nature, but we live in the Spirit. If you turn over to Galatians 5, we're going to look at that now. And it speaks a little bit about the sinful nature and then the nature of the Spirit and the big time change that we undergo when we're filled with the Spirit. So I'm going to read Galatians 5, 16 through 26, through the end of the chapter. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. So you can see the difference. And I think we all would say that's easy to see what spirit you want to display. It's not the spirit of man, it's the Spirit of God. The gifts of the fruit of the Spirit that we would want to display. And that's what God desires. He wants us to be committed to living for Him. When we give ourselves up, when we commit ourselves to His way, He can use us in ways that we may have never imagined would be possible. And through this, we can experience a lot of rich blessings that we would otherwise miss. And so once again, you come back to the question, why is it so hard? Why do we struggle so much with this? I'm just going to share some things that I've been going through with my journey, and hopefully it can be a challenge to you. And maybe you can see as an example through me of how not to do it, how to surrender maybe a little sooner in life. And I will say, too, I don't feel like I was in a bad place spiritually or anything like that. It's just the fact of sometimes we hang on or we resist and we don't even realize we're doing it. And I think that's just so you're not worried about me. But so if you go all the way back to 2020, cruising along pretty good through life, and 2020 was a weird year. Yeah, it was a hard year. I think it was for a lot of people. And I guess our family was no exception. There were different things that came up that were hard. And they kind of made us question God's plan a little bit. You know, what are you trying to do, God? Sometimes you question, does God really know what's best? And for myself personally, there were times where I felt like God might have been more distant than other times. And I knew that wasn't the case. It's just when life is hard, sometimes that's how it is. And then we get to the point in the year where we had the lot for the church here. And when Alyssa and I were selected, it caught me by surprise because I had my life planned. I had things that were going fine. I didn't need anything else to interfere with it. And I had a lot of reasons in my mind why it wasn't the right time for me. I wasn't the right person. You could go on and on and on. You can make excuses to try to justify your selfishness till the cows come home, as they say. And it was through that whole process, though, that God really was working in my life personally. He showed me a lot of things that revealed to me that even if it wasn't intentional, there was a lot of selfishness in me. There was a lot of me thinking. I did that a lot, and I've caught myself still doing that sometimes. I worry a lot about myself rather than what God would want. And I'd become a lot more self-focused than I realized. And I guess one thing I want to say through this is I'm so thankful for God's patience, for His forgiveness, for when we do fall short and when we are short-sighted. But during that actual service, I felt a peace and a confirmation that I've never felt before. And it felt like whatever happened, God was in control and it was going to be just fine. And that was really reassuring to feel that. But I still wasn't to the point where I needed to be. So moving forward, I think that was a good starting point, though, for God to continue to work. Moving forward, though, I still wasn't comfortable with the thought of being put into leadership. It just wasn't right. It didn't feel right. And I could come up with all kinds of excuses and reasons, and I could justify it over and over and over. But God continued to work. He continued to poke and prod, and I think sometimes I didn't even realize what was going on. But He was definitely working in me. And leading up to the licensing this past year, it was still a struggle. I was still resisting. I knew this thing was coming up, and I didn't think it was going to be right for me. But I remember the actual day of the service when we were going to be giving our names. I still remember I was driving down the road, and I finally said, you know what? God, it's okay. I give up. whatever your plan is for me, I want to surrender. And I want to do what you want for me, for our family, for the future. And it was, I mean, immediate. I had a peace that I had been missing for so long. And it's such a blessing to finally get to that point where you give in. And then when God just, he just covers you with a peace that truly you can't explain. And I don't say that to lift myself up at all. I just want to say that to show you that resisting God, putting him off, however you might be doing that, it's not worth it, because he wants to give you peace. He wants to show himself to you in ways that are tangible, that are real, that will show you his love for you, that he cares for you. And it's just so many times we miss it. We are too wrapped up in our agendas, in our schedule, in our time. We don't want to sacrifice. There's a lot of reasons, I think, that we as humans struggle with this. And I've got a list of them that I made, and this list is probably only scratching the surface, but be that as it may. I think the first one, that we don't like to lose control. I think every one of us, whether or not you call yourself a control freak or not, to varying degrees, we like to have control of whatever situation we're in. Some people more than others, but I think all of us would say that, if we're honest, that we feel better if we have a little bit of control. And I think a big reason is we mistake the feeling of being in control with peace. We think that since we're in control, we'll feel better about it because we can somewhat control the outcome, we think. In reality, most of the time when we're in control of something, the outcome isn't what we thought it was going to be, and we create chaos, which leads to more stress and anxiety rather than the peace that we're trying to find. So number one reason we don't like to give up control. Number two, we're afraid of what it may require. How many of us are comfortable in a little comfort zone that we find ourselves in? That's me, big time. And when we have to step out of that, it gets real uncomfortable really fast. And sometimes God wants us to do that. And I say sometimes, that's a loose term. I think God wants us to be out of our comfort zone to share his love with others, but it's not easy. I think that's a big reason, is we're afraid of what God is going to ask us to do. Number three, it requires humility. We have to recognize that in light of who God is and who we are, we're not capable on our own power of doing anything. Without God, we're nothing. So we have to be humble about it. Number four, it requires a deep trust in God. How are we ever going to give him control if we don't think that he can handle it? Or if we think that we can do a better job than he can? We'll never totally give in to him if we want to keep that control, because we don't totally trust him. So it requires a deep trust in God. Number five, sometimes it means we have to wait. I don't think most of us would say that we're excelling in patience. I think a lot of us are all in the same boat. We want something to happen quickly, and especially in the times that we live now where things can happen quickly, we lose patience fast. There are times that we expect God to move and it needs to be quick and in order, and God says, no, my timing is different. And that's not easy for us to accept sometimes. But sometimes it means we have to wait. And number six, sometimes we have to give up something that we enjoy because it is holding us back. And that can be a host of things. But there are times where God asks us to give something up so we can fully surrender. Do we get so wrapped up in our busy lives that we only have a little bit of time and energy left to give to God? Or do we only engage in serving others in ways that we are comfortable? And if we do that, are we really doing God's will, or are we simply doing what's easy or what we want to? And as I said before, I think often we don't intend for this to happen. We don't realize that we're not giving up these certain aspects until we're asked to give it up. And then we look at our response to God when he asks us to give up, to surrender, and it can show us real quick whether or not we're hanging on to something. And that's how it was for me. I always would have said I desired to follow God. I wanted to give my all for him. But it became apparent that I needed to work on that. And it's a struggle that we're always going to face. Satan is out there working against us. It's a struggle between our sinful nature, between the nature of God. And we have to choose. Paul says he dies daily. And I think it is a daily battle. It's something we're always going to have to face. And in different stages of life, it's going to look different. You know, what you, as a 20-year-old single person, have to give up is probably totally different than what someone that's 40 with grown children has to give up, or with a successful business has to give up. There's different life circumstances that are going to call you to give up different things. But throughout life, it's probably something we're always going to have to be conscious and be intentional about. But there's a list of things I came up with that probably most of us at some point would struggle with or be conscious about giving up. And that would be our finances, our business, our time, our generosity, our families, our belongings, our plans for the future, and you can keep right on going down the list. But those are the big ones, I think. I think it snowballs. There's a big list under each one of those that you could go with. But our health, you know, there's so much that we really would be so much better off just to give it to God, just to surrender it to him. So I'd like to challenge each person to ask God this week, what do I need to give up to be fully surrendered to your leading in my life? And I think we have to be honest with God and with ourselves. We're not going to hide anything from God. He can see it. He knows it. So what's the point? We're not gaining anything by trying to hide things. But we're definitely going to miss out on some blessings if we do that. If we're willing to be used by God, he can do great things in us and through us. Turn in your Bibles to Galatians 2, verse 20. I'm just going to read verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ and no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. There's many reasons that we can give why it's good to sacrifice ourselves, to give ourselves up to surrender. But we shouldn't have to go much farther than just the reason of giving thanks to God, praising God for his goodness, thanking Jesus for coming and dying for us. It should make us want to do this. I was thinking of different examples in the Bible of people that I would say were fully surrendered to God and his will. And just a few that I thought of Noah. That's obvious. Abraham, when he was asked to give up Isaac, his only son. Daniel, Mary and Joseph, Stephen, Paul. And then the ultimate example, I think, is Jesus. I think we would all say that. If you flip over to Matthew 16, verses 24 and 25, Jesus was talking to his disciples. And it says, Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it. In closing, I'd like to read Galatians 5 again, the fruits of the Spirit. And that's going to be found in Galatians 5, verses 22, and I'll read through verse 25 then. And just to reiterate in our minds, this is what God wants us to be. It says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit." I hope this is a challenge to you. It was a challenge to me. It has been for the last while. Just not in a negative connotation, but just the blessings that come from surrender. Just what God wants to do for us, the peace that He wants to give us. I think everybody would say that they would want to have peace in their lives. And so many times we're robbing ourselves of that peace because we're just not giving up. And it's just not worth it. It's such a blessing to be in God's will where He wants us to be. So that's my challenge to you. Seek ways that you can give something up and serve God with all your heart and just give it up. So, all right, if you'd stand. Calvin, do you have a song? 662 in the Faith and Praise. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your goodness. Lord, I thank you so much for your love that you've showed to us in so many ways. Lord, I just pray that you would help us to remember to serve you with all that we have. God, I pray that we would lay down our lives, our desires, our wants for what you would have for us, God. And I just pray that you would give us strength to do that, that you would give us strength to surrender, just to serve you fully. And I just pray that you would use us in doing that. Just please bless each one here. May you go with us now in Jesus' name. Amen.